That's a good, you used to have a good weather.
Like I said, it's good.
Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Rank, ma'am, any additions or corrections?
No corrections, sir.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda as circulated.
Second.
To move and second to approve the agenda as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the August 15th and August 23rd, 2007 meetings.
I received no corrections on either the August 15th or August 23rd meetings.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of August 15th, 2007 and August 23rd, 2007 as circulated.
Second.
To move and second to approve the minutes of the August 15th and August 23rd, 2007 meeting minutes as submitted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We appreciate your being here this evening, and those of you who have come to speak, I can assure you that you will get an opportunity to speak. But first, we're going to let our attorney speak. And he's going to speak to us about how we conduct our meetings and how we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One preliminary matter I would like to point out that we do have a quorum this evening. The rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission require three members to be here, which we do have. Mr. Burton and Mr. Johnson are absent, but the other three constitute a quorum. That having been said, this is the time and the place for the scheduled public hearings before the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings will be conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission that were adopted in 1998. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission's meetings to view the commission's deliberations and the voting on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct them in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, we ask that you take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the applications will be announced by the chairman. Then the director will review the application and any agency comments or correspondence that has been received by the office. The applicant will then present its case to explain the application to the commission and may present any exhibits and testimony that supports the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. Then the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that person identify themselves and speak first. When speaking to the commission, please again identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on public comment or to terminate testimony that's irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of both supporters and opponents, but no direct questioning or cross-examination of witnesses or applicants will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to the appropriate person if the commission thinks it's necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.